If Florida Senate leaders get their way, a statewide network of prenatal care providers will lose around 30% of its funding. Healthy Start coalitions say they provide critical services not available anywhere else. Florida is in the top 10 worst states for infant mortality, especially Black and Latino babies. Aiming to close the racial gap, state officials in the 1990s created a system of local coalitions to educate and provide care to new mothers with limited means. These regional coalitions are made up of a number of separate programs, some funded by the federal government and some by the state. Senate leaders now say these program services are being offered elsewhere, but Erin Addington with Northeast Florida's Healthy Start Coalition insists her organization is unique.
We're really the only program that is focused on reducing specifically infant mortality, the death of a child before their first birthday.
House members have held Healthy Start's budget constant, but as the legislative session moves into overtime, they could yet be swayed to the upper chamber's side. The Senate budget also contains language that could mean, in addition to the 30% budget cut, only the six Healthy Start programs with federal backing would stay open, and they'd be rolled into local health departments. Northeast Florida's coalition manages one of those. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.